Hey, and welcome to the Soul Gym. Woo! We're so glad you're here. Hey, this is the place where you can get fit from the inside out. How? By developing mental muscle. Hey, we are your hosts and inner strength coaches. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Jody.
It's great to have you guys here. Okay, this week we are going to talk about self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
It's amazing how many people don't have a clue who they are.
And you can tell.
I mean, completely unaware.
Yes.
I mean, this is just one component of emotional intelligence.
Yes.
And I hey,
know thyself.
Know thyself. So true. So that's what we're asking. Who are you?
Yep.
You know, what do you like? What interests you? What motivates you? What are your giftings? What are your talents? I mean, you can ask these people, they just kind of, I don't know. I mean, you got to really start thinking about who you are. And why? We say it a lot on the podcast, because God has an audacious plan for your
mm-hmm.
life. I mean, we really, really believe that. When you think about that word audacious, I mean, there's a vision for each of our lives. You've been given something. You've been given all these gifts to do something with it. But man, we can fall so short
mm-hmm.
of what God has for mm-hmm. us. I mean, it's a shame. We talk about John Maxwell a lot. He has a principle called the mirror principle. And that's really where we're going to go in how you see yourself, how you see the world, what faulty thinking can do. It can create these distorted filters.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to get into talking about the blind spots
mm-hmm.
that we all have, that we all create. But this mirror principle, I mean, the first person we've got to get to know and really get to like
mm-hmm. is us.
Is us.
Uh-huh.
Man, if you don't like you.
I like me.
I like me too.
I really do.
I like me too. But if your self-perception is really, you know, distorted
mm-hmm.
or skewed, and it happens to us.
Yes.
You know, from our childhood.
Yes.
Our parents and coaches and
mm-hmm.
culture, you know, sent us all these messages.
Yeah. If you're wondering, what is a filter?
Yeah.
I say it's like glasses that you put on. It's how you see through these glasses.
Yeah.
Parents do it. They put these filters in us. Coaches do it. Teachers do it. Friends do it. And it's how you see your life.
Right.
For example, some people say, I'm just shy, or I'm outgoing, I'm an athlete, or I couldn't throw a ball, I am going to be rich one day, I am pretty sure I'm destined to be broke. See, these are filters
yeah.
that how you see life. Life isn't even really what it actually is.
It's what we think it is. Yeah, that's
so,
our reality.
Yes,
yeah.
That's reality.
Exactly.
So how to change that?
Oh, man. How do you change
yeah,
that?
Yeah, these are the blind spots. These are what stop us in life. They block our potential.
Mm-hmm.
They make us scared. They make us shrink back.
Right.
So we've got to change how we see ourselves.
Exactly. And really, it comes back down to thinking.
Uh-huh.
You know, these thoughts from our childhood,
mm-hmm.
they grow, you know, they grow and they change and they create this image, this vision on the inside of us. You know, some of it really good.
Yes.
And then some of it bad.
Yes.
Anywhere in your life that's just not going well,
mm-hmm.
there is a faulty filter of the way we're looking at things. And we can change this. But, I mean, that's how we see the world, based upon the filter. So why change the filter?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you said it's robbing you
mm-hmm.
of your life. It's robbing you of the vision. I mean, we deal with a lot of young people.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about young people. And man, young person, if you can go through life, if you can look at your life right now and go, man, I'm 20 years old and I can tell this area of my life is already not going very
mm-hmm.
well. I'm telling you, young person, you can get rid of that faulty belief. You can get rid of that limiting belief. You can change those filters in your life This is how we're going to go about doing it. So we talk a lot about Lou Tice, mm-hmm. and he talks about these filters. If we don't remove these filters, these faulty filters, and it's funny because, you know, we said that they can be negative or they can be positive.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about earlier the two people that get fired.
Uh-huh. Here's an example.
The two people that get fired.
I know you know these people.
Yeah.
Someone gets fired from their job. They come home. They are hopeless. They're lost.
Yep.
They tell themselves, I'm worthless now. My whole identity was in that job and how much money I'm making. I am going to end my life. That's a filter,
yes, that,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That is a very low self-esteem, very poor filter of the potential that you have for your life. Now switch it. Someone else gets fired from their job. They come home. They sit on the couch and go, woo! What an opportunity.
Yeah.
Now I can go fulfill my destiny. I can live out my potential. Now, why is it?
I know.
One person saw getting fired as the worst thing that could ever happen to them. And they're depressed and they're suicidal. That's a filter.
Mm-hmm.
Another person gets fired and they go, what an opportunity. I am free. That's another filter.
That's right.
So that's what we're talking about. We all have them.
That's right.
Negative, positive.
Yep.
We'll change them.
So if you believe the world is an unhappy, ugly, scary place, guess what? That's what's coming into
yes.
your life. I mean, if
that's what you're expecting.
If that's what you expect, I'm telling you, you're going to get
uh-huh.
it. So good or bad, mm-hmm. we might as well think good.
Yes.
We might as well shift our thinking, change. You can change those beliefs. You know what? Lou Tice calls them these flat earth beliefs. Just because you have a belief doesn't mean it's true.
No.
People once believed the
Say
earth
that.
Was
Say it again.
Flat. Huh? Just because you have a belief doesn't mean it's true.
So you got to challenge your own beliefs.
That's right. People once believed the earth was flat.
Yes.
And so Lou talks about these flat earth beliefs that we have about ourselves. That these limiting beliefs that just are killing your potential,
mm-hmm.
hurting your relationships. Man, maybe you're screwed up with money, whatever it is. If we've got these wrong filters, something's going wrong in
yes.
our life. Because our thinking has created the life we
yes.
have. And we always say, is it the life you want? Because if it's not the life you
yep.
want, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You can change it.
Yep.
So Lou Tice talks about these blind spots. We all have them. We have created them in our own lives. What does he call them? Like those
scotomas.
Scotomas.
Mm-hmm.
And a scotoma is a real vision issue,
mm-hmm.
a real problem in your eye. But he uses this
mm-hmm.
in talking about blind spots.
Here's an example. He was coming home from a meeting one night, and his wife had a bunch of people over, and they were having a little get-together and drinking and having a good old time. Well, he walked into the door, and everyone was laughing and, you know, yucking it up. And immediately his eye goes to the carpet. There's a huge hole in the carpet. And he's quite a perfectionist, I think. So he pulls his wife into the hallway and goes, what is that? And she said, the guy was cleaning the fireplace and he put a bag on there and burnt a hole. It went through the bag and went into the carpet and burned the carpet. And she knew it would bug him so bad, so she grabbed an oriental rug, pulled it in from another room, and put it over the hole in the carpet. Okay, she goes, I'll get it fixed tomorrow. So the next day, the rug is over the hole, and guess what? The sting of that becomes less.
Yeah.
At first, it bothered him so bad, and the next day, he remembered it, but it didn't bother him as bad. A few days go by, and he's forgot it. So guess what? That's our lives. Is there are things that are wrong, but we learn to cope with it.
Yeah.
We've taught ourselves that these holes, these inadequacies, these lacks, these problems are so normal now that we have to become aware. Ooh, this ain't right anymore. Okay? So
yeah,
that's what a scotoma
is. What we get used to.
What have you gotten used to?
Exactly. I mean, it's failure is staring us in the
yes.
face, and we just keep, you know that whole thing of insanity? You keep doing the same thing and expecting
yes.
different results? These blind spots create this insanity cycle. you know, where we keep seeing failure, or like you said, I mean, you just cover over it, but yet you know it's still
something's
there.
Wrong. Yep.
Something is wrong. Mm-hmm. That is a blind spot. There is a vision for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going after it, it is because this faulty filter has now created a blind spot.
Yes.
This thing that is preventing you from going where you
mm-hmm.
need to go.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you settled for?
Mm-hmm.
The more we understand our thoughts, the quicker we can get to those blind spots. But you got to think about what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't we talk about this all the time?
Every time.
Every single time. What have you believed about yourself that has created this blind spot?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and why do we need to remove them? I mean, Jody, we talk all the time. You were saying earlier, before we got on the podcast, about becoming your own spiritual scientist.
Yes.
And that is such a great way of looking at our lives. Become a spiritual scientist.
I saw a minister say,
so cool.
Become a spiritual scientist. I went, that is so interesting. And what does he mean? When things aren't working in our lives, what do we normally do? We just accept it.
Right.
It's normal. Because we look around at everyone else, we compare our lives and go, well, they have the same problem and they're dealing with that and they're dealing with that. We've got to stop doing that and go, I want a better life. I want to grow. I want good relationships. I want to be healthy. You have to decide what's good enough for you.
Right.
And if it's not working, we have to get in there and figure out why. See, if you're a born-again Christian, there's a kingdom of God that we are supposed to be operating in. And we have to learn the kingdom of God. Just because you're born again, you
right.
don't just know how to operate in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
There are principles that you have to learn for it to work in our lives. And if we have decided, okay, I'm going to change this in my life, and it's not changing, and it's not working, and you're still struggling, you don't just chalk it up to it must be God's will.
Right.
See, I think
this
is how this philosophy has gotten into the church. God's in control. God is sovereign. God's just going to do whatever he's going to do, and we just have to accept it. You know where that came from? This. See, you've got problems in your life. You watched mom and dad. You watched grandma and grandpa. You
mm-hmm.
watched your church leaders pray and say they believed God, and they didn't get the answers. You know what? That should not be happening. That should not be happening in their lives. It shouldn't be happening in our lives. Because two things I'm convinced of, and this is what you have to be too. God's a good God.
Amen.
And he's faithful. And he never, ever, ever lies in his word. If he said it, he will do it. And if you're believing for it, whether it's healing, whether it's finances, whether it's for your wayward children, whether it's for your crazy mind, God said the promises in his word will be yours.
Amen.
If. And if it's not working and you're not seeing the answers, you've got to become a spiritual scientist, just what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There's blind spots. Believe it or not, there are things we just don't know. You know, I've heard people go, I've done everything. I've done everything. No, you haven't done everything. There are answers there to your problems. There's always an answer.
There's always an answer.
There's always, do not accept the lie that God's in control. And this is just the way it is, and you have to accept it. You know what? If I believe that, I probably would give up. You know, if God's in control, God's going to do whatever he wants to do. You know, whatever happens is just going to happen. Whatever you do, whatever you don't do, what's the point in praying?
Yeah.
What's the point in even trying or resisting the devil or getting in there and learning and growing if God's just going to do whatever
right.
he's going to do?
His sovereignty, we talk about all the time, is he put the laws in motion.
Yes.
He put the law of gravity in motion. He put the law of sowing and reaping in motion. That's the sovereignty.
Yes.
And now he gives us our free will.
Yes.
He creates us. He gifts us. And now he's like, okay.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes.
I gave you the answer. It's right here
yes.
in my word. Now find it.
Uh-huh. And he does have an overall plan.
You bet.
His overall plan will be fulfilled. Every prophecy in the Bible has been fulfilled. Revelations is going to be fulfilled. He is a sovereign God. Here's the question. Do you get to be a part of it? He has a plan, and he's asking you, I want you in on it. I want you a part of it. I want you flowing.
That's right.
I want you and your family to be blessed and obedient. The problem is we have failures, and then we go, God, I guess that's your plan. Mm-hmm. No! Mm-hmm. Failure is not God's plan.
Right.
Anything God tells you to do is not going to fail. Failure is when we get involved and we take it into our hands, or we've let the devil come in
and we
ruin
give
it
up
for us and we quit.
Quit.
Failure is not a part of God's plan.
Right. But for so long, we have created this vision that's on the inside of
yes.
us. And we said, look around at your life. It is a result of what you believe about you. And here's the beauty. You can change it.
You can change it.
You can change it. But we say all the time, and I mean, we're just, but you have to see it. If you don't see it on the inside, you will never seize it. It has to become so real. So we're saying today, ask God, look around at your life. What are the filters that I'm looking through?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see through your eyes, Lord. I want that filter. And then, God, what blind spots have been created in my life? I mean, I can see the blind spots. If you don't know, ask someone.
Yeah.
They'll tell you.
Yeah.
Other people can see your blind spots.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they can. So if you really are confused, but here, if you're dealing with a weight issue, there's probably a blind spot. There,
mm-hmm.
there's a way of thinking that you might just need to look at different. If there's a money issue, if there are relationship issues, you guys, we've got a blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at our circumstances in the wrong way. And so we're here to say that God has a plan. God has a vision. There is an audacious plan. We want you to reach it. I mean, when we go to heaven, when I'm up in heaven, and we've been saying this a lot lately, I don't want to see who I was supposed to be and be so far from who that girl is. I want to be her. I want to be everything that God created
mm-hmm.
me to be. And so I'm doing this myself. Jody and I are talking about the things that we want in our life. And if we haven't received them yet, you know why? We haven't seen them on the inside yet. And so that's where it has to happen. You can create your ideal life, and you create it on the inside. And guess what? You piece it together. You create it in your spirit, in your mind's eye. And all of a sudden, it begins to manifest
mm-hmm.
in the natural. I mean, it's amazing how faith works.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible.
Yeah, that's believing and receiving. How do I believe I receive?
Yeah.
Seeing it on the inside. I bring up the story of the woman with the issue of blood all the time. She said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. How did she get that picture on the inside of her? She sat and thought about it.
Yeah.
And thought about it. Pictured herself completely whole. Pictured herself never having to go to the doctor and spend another dime again. Picturing herself
with friends
and
being around
out.
People.
You know, she might have been married at the time. She might have
she
lost
was
her
totally
family.
Ostracized. Yeah,
totally
yeah.
ostracized. She pictured herself going up to Jesus, and all her problems are solved. It's gone. She's completely whole. Now, here is the answer of why we're not getting what we are praying for. We don't see it on the inside. And what does that take? Meditation.
Mm-hmm.
In a world that is crazy loud, crazy busy. I mean, you see pictures and visions all day long.
Yeah.
Turn on your computer, there's a video. Turn on your phone, there's another video. Turn on the TV. I mean, we were created for vision. God made us visual to take in vision, to take in his vision, so it gets on the inside of us and we can live it out. The
right.
problem is we've got so much worldly vision on the inside of us. So if you can get quiet, decide what needs to change in your life. See yourself, if you're sick, see yourself whole. If you can't move, your arm has arthritis, or your leg, see yourself moving and playing tennis or basketball, whatever it is you want. If you're broke, see yourself going shopping, going out for dinner, being able to buy your friends, buy people gifts. See yourself, and then you will have it.
That's right.
We can talk a lot, we can pray a lot, and those things are great. But until you see yourself with it, we can have it.
You're right. We talk about sports psychologists use this all the time.
Yes, they do.
They know it works.
They do.
So if you can, you know, sink a putt by visualizing it, oh my word, come on. What can you not make happen? And it works in the positive or the negative.
Yep.
So be careful. Be careful what you're thinking about.
Yes.
All right. So you guys, how do you see yourself? This is about self-awareness, about getting real with who you are and who God created you to be. I mean, if you've fallen short in any area, that can change, that can begin today.
Mm-hmm.
Start to look at the way you're looking at life. Look around at your life. What faulty filters, what glasses are you wearing that you're looking at the world and you're seeing it in a negative way? I mean, you're seeing failure. That's not the filter God wants you to be wearing. And those filters create these blind spots. What blind spots have been created in your life? Well, you guys, I mean, we can get rid of them. We've got to identify them, and we can get rid of them. We're always going to tell you to go to the Word, to meditate on the Word. I mean, we said it, I think, last week. You can change a thought. When you stop talking about it,
mm-hmm.
stop giving energy to it, you can watch it under a brain scan, literally, you know, blow up,
mm-hmm.
disappear, disintegrate. So start giving energy. Start thinking about the new thing you want in your life, the new and exciting life and vision you want for you, and
yes.
it can happen. That is your mental muscle challenge this week, is you start to reimagine, revision your life. You can get rid of those faulty filters and those blind spots. We're here to tell you what you can see, baby. You can seize. So you guys, thank you so much for being a part of the Soul Gym. We love and appreciate you so very much. Continue to share. Continue to tell your friends. We believe that God's Word and being a part of the Soul Gym is life-changing. Again, check out our website at soulgemsisters.com. There's some fun things for you. And we will continue to really train healthy thinking, developing mental muscle. And we will catch you here next week at the Soul Gym. See you later. Bye.